From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. The collapse of Jackson, Mississippi's city water system earlier this month made headlines all over the world. But for residents, this is just the most recent example of water infrastructure problems that have plagued the city. Hundreds of lawsuits over lead exposure have piled up in the last year. From the Gulf States newsroom, Danny McArthur has the latest.
A citywide boil water notice was lifted a little over a week ago. Before that, a failure at the city's main water treatment plant meant many residents didn't have water at all. Add in flooding, and you've got thousands going 7 weeks without access to clean water. And Nikki Martin is tired of it.
These past few years has been the worst ever being here this long.
Recently, Martin joined hundreds of other parents and their kids at the Mississippi Children's Museum for an update on another problem: the status of hundreds of lawsuits filed against city and state leaders for exposing them to lead. Martin has lived in Jackson for decades. It's where she's raising her two kids, who are 8 and 14 years old. But the city's recent water troubles have made her rethink calling Jackson home.
The water is the reason why I don't even want to buy a house here in Jackson.
The lawsuits were first filed in 2021. They've grown to include about 1,800 kids, who attorneys say have been exposed to lead by the city's water system. The lawsuits seek legal relief and damages. But Martin wants one thing.
I just want a solution. That's all.
But Corey Stern, one of the lawyers handling the lead lawsuits, says it can take years to resolve water quality problems in court. Stern was part of the legal team that successfully sued in Flint, Michigan. It's a community that, like Jackson, has made international headlines for its poor city water systems. He sees parallels. Both cities experience high rates of poverty.
Communities that struggle financially always have the least amount of resources. They always have the least amount of people advocating for them.
Jackson's crumbling water infrastructure will cost billions to fix. That's money city leaders say they just don't have. And there are similar environmental justice issues playing out in communities across the Gulf South. Last year, a federal civil rights investigation was opened in Lowndes County, Alabama. Residents, who are largely Black, have been dealing with raw sewage backing up into their homes and pooling into their yards for years. Investigators there are trying to figure out if they have been discriminated against by the county and the state. And in Louisiana, the majority Black residents of a former public housing project in Termé are still dealing with the repercussions of years of lead exposure. The city took 2 decades to settle a case accusing its housing authority of causing the problem. Stern says these communities are susceptible to harm because the city governments are juggling so many issues.
If you live in a community like Flint, where the murder rate is the highest in the state, do you put your money into lead in water when you can't even see it or taste it or know it?
And Stern doesn't think systemic failures are always intentional.
I don't think someone got in an office and said, let's poison the heck out of Jackson. But the folks in Jackson are a victim of circumstances that in many ways are beyond their control, and it's the same in Flint.
Stern hopes the Jackson lawsuits won't take as much time to be resolved as in Flint. Community members there waited for 7 years. Earlier this month, during the height of Jackson's current water crisis, Michael Regan, the administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency, visited Jackson. He highlighted yet another issue: climate change. Extreme weather will be even harder for cities with fragile water systems to deal with.
We have to be able to look at the repairs that need to take place on a normal basis, but we also have to begin to make investments to ensure that not only we build functioning water systems, but that they are more resilient to the types of storms that we're seeing as we move forward.
But getting cities like Jackson to plan for climate change is a big ask, especially as the list of water-related lawsuits continues to grow. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Danny McArthur.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a collaboration among public media stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.